This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1533. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 7th, the Exit Station news from Afghanistan, Alaska, Bangladesh, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Egypt, Gambia, Greece, Guam, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Liberia, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Nigeria, PNG, Romania, Russia, Lithuania, Sudan, Taiwan, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. There's a new broadcast to Afghanistan. One might have thought it was clandestine, but actually it's religious on behalf of FIBA. It's called Radio Sidaye Zindagi on 11835 kilohertz, heard at 16 to 1630 UT via the transmitter site in Wertachtel, Germany. As reported by Ivo Ivanov of DX Mix News Bulgaria, it started October 1st. Unfortunately, on that frequency, it collides with Deutsche Welle in French. Patrick Robich in Austria in the ADX group, and also via Wolfgang Büschel, researched it further and found a webpage, www.afghanradio.org or www.sidayezindagi.com, with some outdated information on the scheduling. This was also heard by Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan, starting at 1600 UT on 11835, October 4th. Also heard by Hiro in Akita, Japan. The way it's spelled varies, but try as on the website, Sadaye Zindagi. Last week we had an item about DART, the Dormant DRM Project on shortwave in Alaska. And this week we have a report about another strange transmission from Alaska, HARP. The transmission straight up, supposedly studying the ionosphere. This is only occasionally reported, but I believe I did hear it October 4th at 1214 UT, past sunrise at 1242 on 2750 kilohertz. There were sweep and step tones, like you hear on a medium wave station doing a proof of performance, the same thing over and over, going from low pitch to higher pitches. This was previously reported by Rick Barton in Arizona in April of this year on the 14th on the same frequency. I rechecked the following mornings around the same time and did not hear it. However, it so happens that the Great Circle Path from Gakona, Alaska, is just about the same as that from much further North Korea on 100 kilohertz higher, 2850 kilohertz, and that is audible, although weakly, just about every morning at the same time. HCJB is still broadcasting DX Party Line, although not from Ecuador, but instead from their new station in Australia. And once in a while, it comes in well here in central North America, far from its South Asian target area. Saturday, October 2nd, I was hearing DXPL on 15400. In fact, it was the best I'd heard that frequency in quite some time. The program ended at 1331, so it must have started about 1316. The time varies. We've seen other reports of it starting as early as 1310 on Saturdays. Ron Howard in California notes that RRI Makassar, Indonesia has been off the air lately from 4750, and although CNR1 in China is also on that frequency, he's been able to hear Bangladesh Betar, the third station on 4750 until sign-off at 1500 UT, September 30th, on top of the Chinese broadcast, which continued after Bangladesh closed. And he was still hearing it October 1st and 2nd. In the Radio Scutas, Celiro Mais in Brazil reports hearing on 4845 Radio Meteorologia Paulista on the 3rd of October at 0340, in a network with Jovem Pan. It was a program about a ball game a discussion of it, or perhaps a replay. Marcio Martins Pontes in São Paulo had also been hearing a station on 4845 doing the same thing, Rádio Meteorologia Paulista. Despite the name, apparently the station is not devoted to broadcasting weather. In Hardcordiex, Karl Hunzik in Czechia reports hearing on 5045 Rádio Nacional Brasília, October 1st, around 0400 UT. However, 5045 is the frequency of Rádio Cultura do Pará, which apparently was relaying RNB instead of its usual musical format called Cultura Madrugada. There were frequent IDs for Rádio Nacional Brasília. Shortly after we'd completed last week's program came news about CFRX 6070. For about a week, it had been running open carrier, and apparently nobody noticed at the Toronto studios. The carrier was on, but no modulation. However, as of September 29th at 23:20, Steve Lehrer in Michigan was again hearing audio on the frequency, as was Stephen Wood in Massachusetts during the following hour. We've monitored in the following week, however, although there is some modulation, it's still nowhere at the level it used to be. It had a lot of punch until this latest problem, and now we still have to strain to hear it. On the medium wave list, IRC and others, has been lots of discussion about CKWX 1130, the 50-kilowatt station in Vancouver, which has been suffering interference lately from a new station in Oregon near Portland. KPWX, it seems they have had permission to increase their power and change their antenna, which is putting a lot of interference into the area around Vancouver. It's incredible to me that the FCC ever authorized any U.S. station on 1130 that close to Vancouver, B.C., but they have, and CKWX listeners are complaining about all the Spanish language interference. As of October 6th, there was a note on the CKWX website posted via Eric Flodane, which attempted to explain this problem as caused by weather. And furthermore, they were thinking it would go away by natural causes. This led DXers in the know to roll on the floor laughing. We may have mentioned previously that the 1220 station in St. Catharines, Ontario, CHSC, was ordered off the air for not complying with Canadian regulations, such as broadcasting in Italian to Toronto instead of English to St. Catharines, its city of license. However, they got a court order which allowed them to stay on the air about a month longer. But they finally lost their case, and according to a story in the local newspaper, did have to go off the air as of October 2nd, confirmed by Fred Waterer in that city, who was no longer hearing them. We continue to monitor lots of Firedrake musical jamming and other types of jamming from China, as well as Cuban jamming. And every day there are anomalies in transmissions from Radio Havana, Cuba. All these detailed in our daily logs, also included in our weekly DX Listening Digest. Check the latest edition via worldofradio.org. One of them, which may or may not happen again, is English on 11760 until 0600, instead of on 6010 after 0500. That was on October 6th. There's a Cuban exile ham radio operator in Pennsylvania who goes on the air on 40 meters and does rants which almost sound like a clandestine broadcast. It's Nelson N1NR. His frequency is 7210 lower sideband. We've heard him several times, and once again October 4th at 1220 UT. He even played some clips of Fidel when he said, El modelo cubano aún no funciona ni siquiera para nosotros. Can you do that on ham radio? I guess so, as long as no music creeps in. Occasionally, the main shortwave station left in the Dominican Republic, Radio Amanecer, stays on the air all night, making it more DXable on 6025, or slightly on the high side. Ron Howard in California caught them on the air as late as 0444 on October 3rd and sent out word, so many DXers started tuning for it. Noel Green in the UK was able to hear it, past 0715 UT. Ron Howard listened to it later on UT October 5th, as late as 0502, looked like another all-night transmission. That time I also tuned it in and was hearing it around 0600. However, we know they've gone all night before, but it hasn't lasted. So I said, get it while you may. And Ron Howard confirms that the following night, they were already off the air by 0222. So that makes me a last-day prophet. An even rarer station is Radio Quito in Ecuador on approximately 4919. It's been inactive for quite a while. However, it was on the air again September 28th at 0124, reported by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin with Altiplano Music. Maybe it had something to do with the political upheaval in Ecuador. It was still being heard on October 5th at 0230 by Cheryl Peskowitz in Wisconsin in the NASWA group. I checked the DX Listening Digest archive and found the last reports of it were almost a year earlier, in mid-October of 2009, when several DXers heard it, and speculate that perhaps they turn the transmitter on about once a year just to keep their shortwave license active. But it may be gone again soon, if not already. Chavista Alan Gonzalez in Venezuela gives HCJB high marks for the way they covered the Ecuadorian crisis on 6050. However, HCJB issued a press release explaining it from their point of view and that everybody at their station was uninjured. The headline on it in the first release was Ministry Continues as Police Take Over in Ecuador. Then they revised the headline to say, Ministry Staff Safe Amid Chaotic Day in Ecuador. We regret any inconvenience caused by this error. Daylight shifting time has ended in Egypt as of October 1st, affecting only their home service relays in Arabic, not the external languages. This was obvious on October 6th when I found 9305, still on the air at 0615. During the summer it was closing at 0600 and now it's running until 0700 as Egypt is on UT plus 2 instead of 3. And strangely enough, the modulation at this time seemed okay rather than extremely distorted. Meanwhile, on the last Sunday in September, New Zealand started summertime, causing some domestic programming to go out one UT hour earlier, and on the first Sunday in October, that also happened in parts of Australia. I hope you heard that clandestine for Gambia while you could, known in English as Save the Gambia Democracy Project. The broadcast was partly in English, only once a week at 18:15 to 18:30 Saturdays on 15225 via Now in Germany. But DX Mix News Bulgaria says it has been canceled from October 2nd. Maybe it's just seasonal propagation changes, but I'm no longer hearing a good signal from Voice of Greece all day long with its great music on 15630. Even when Bulgaria is still coming in well, the next country up, October 5th at 1347 on 15700. VOG's monitor in Maryland, John Babas, who only checks later in the afternoon and evening, was still getting 15630, but with a very weak signal, changing to 15650 at 2300. But the lower frequencies might be making it 9420 and in our evenings also 7475. Alokesh Gupta refers us to a blog from KTWR in Guam about their transmitter replacement project. They refer to it as the DRM transmitter. However, we doubt they'll be foolish enough to run the new transmitters only in DRM rather than analog. Anyhow, they're detailing all the changes they are making. It's ktwrdrm.blogspot.com. Dr. Madrid of Radio Verdad in Guatemala, 4055, informs us he's taken our advice to switch the ham transmitter they're using into the AM mode. So now there is a carrier on the frequency, but it's still quite weak, even though the power may have gone up to 100 watts. We can usually hear it barely around sign-off 0600. However, on Sunday evenings, UT Mondays, it appears they're going off earlier, although not shown that way on their schedule. It was heard by Jim Evans in Tennessee, signing off after the anthem at 0410 UT October 4th. World of Radio 1533 is semi-complete. Consult our website, worldofradio.com, for much more information. Our thanks this week for financial support from Rod Scribner in Maine, in memory of Rocky. He sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Ron Howard in California reports All India Radio Itanagar on 4990 reactivated September 30th after being off the air from sometime in mid-August. Heard between 1217 and 1425. Also the next 2 days, October 1st and 2nd, however, on the 2nd they were having transmitter problems and were cutting off intermittently. He also monitored many other All India Radio stations carrying live coverage of the opening ceremony of the Commonwealth Games, October 3rd, from 1330 to 1437. And there may be more special coverage. The closing ceremony will be on October 14th. Radio Australia was also broadcasting live coverage, a bit easier to hear. That was reported by Mark Cody in Ontario. Ron Howard says there's a new URL for Atsunari Ishida's informative daily monitoring reports of Indonesian stations. It's rri.jpn.org. Several mornings in early October, we've enjoyed an outstanding signal from RRI Palangkaraya, Kalimantan, Indonesia, on 3325. It seems to peak just after sunrise here around 1230 to 1300. In fact, the best signal from Asia on 90 meters. Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts, along with Andy Wallace and John Fisher, heard a station on 4025 October 3rd at 0625. Could that be Star Radio Liberia? Back on that frequency after having been on 3960. It faded around 0640. They sent me a clip, but it was just too weak to be sure what it was. The trouble is there's a European pirate, Laser Hot Hits, on about the same frequency. Achim Bruckner in Germany reminds us of that. He says they're 24 hours on weekends. However, that report was not on a weekend. And Alan Pennington in the British DX Club says the Laser Hot Hits frequency is really 4026. So that should be one way to tell them apart if they're 1 kilohertz off. But we're still waiting for any confirmation that it was really Star Radio Liberia on 4025. I can only hear a very weak carrier occasionally, which could be from either one. Chris Diemotz in Italy has also been monitoring this and was hearing 4026 as early as 0443, so probably Laser Hot Hits. With WWCR temporarily off 3215, I was able to hear AWR's domestic service from Madagascar on that frequency, October 3rd at 0231. Ron Howard not only DX's Malaysia, but can pull them in well enough to enjoy their programming on 7295 Trax FM via RTM. He says recently changed format, still predominantly in English, but also has spots in vernacular. And they had a non-Malaysian produced program, the BBC World Service Top of the Pops. And also, they have a jazz program which has returned to the schedule Sundays at 08 to 11 UT, Jazz Kitchen. One can hear some exotic medium wave stations from Mexico if one tunes in at just the right time, such as around sunrise on 870. I've heard it before, but it's been quite a while. XETAR, La Voz de la Sierra Tarahumara. It's in a remote part of Chihuahua, also serving neighboring states in the Tarahumara language, as well as a couple of other indigenous ones, plus some Spanish. I was hearing it around 12:30 UT on the 1st of October. Noel Green in England has been hearing a weak station on 7350 in English around 0630. Nothing listed there. And I finally was able to hear it. Actually, it signed on around 0600 after running some tone tests. This was on the 5th of October, and I could also barely hear it on the 6th. Meanwhile, Mauna Ritua in Finland identified it as Radio Nigeria National Service. So it's presumably the transmitter in Abuja, which had been on 7275. That was reactivated a few weeks ago, but it disappeared again after only a few days. Apparently they moved to this new frequency without telling us. Meanwhile, James McDonald, much closer in Niger State, Nigeria, also heard the new 7350 October 6th at 0629. He says it had been missing for 3 weeks from 7275. It's the Radio Nigeria Network News at that hour, and they use the slogan at 0700, the voice of unity, then Pidgin English, at 0730, Consumer Speaks program, and at 0800, into the Hausa language. He didn't say how well it was coming in there, but it's extremely weak here. I wonder how much power they're running, but at least around that time, the frequency is clear. While Indonesia was doing best on 90 meters, as I mentioned, I was getting carriers from Papua New Guinea frequencies October 2nd, and when I do not usually hear, with some music at 12:36 on 3275, that would be Radio Southern Highlands in Mende, the only broadcast station in the world on that frequency. I wonder if it is sporadically active, since we haven't had many reports of it this year. On October 3rd, I was hearing some continuous classical organ music on 9525 from 0109 past 0130 UT, which I would have enjoyed very much if it had not been colliding with Radio Havana Cuba in Spanish. Looking it up later, that's Radio Romania International during its two-hour Romanian language broadcast to North America at midnight to 0200. If I had checked the parallel frequency, it should have been in the clear, 7355. Apparently, when picking their frequencies, they assumed 9525 was available, since Radio Havana does not participate in HFCC. 24 hours earlier, in fact, Jim Ronda in Oklahoma was hearing organ music on 7355. As the Voice of Russia dropped another frequency in English to North America, Ann Finelli in New York says, I haven't heard them the past few days in English at 2200 on 5900, though still listed on their website. This was as of October 5th. And in Germany, Wolfgang Büscher was not hearing them on that frequency either. I hope you've heard by now that Radio St. Helena Day, originally scheduled for 9 October, has been canceled. However, as a consolation, the Rhein-Main Radio Club, according to Robert Kipp, is putting on a special broadcast from the Lithuania transmitter site on October 9th. In fact, there are two programs concerning last year's Radio St. Helena Day, using that 100-kilowatt transmitter. Only on Saturday the 9th, to Europe at 15:30 to 16:30 on 9770 in German, and to North America at 22:30 to 23:30 on 6130 in English. There will be several audio clips from St. Helena and a special QSL card issued only by that club. Reports go to mail at rmrc.de. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports frequency changes for the service to Sudan in Arabic called Radio Dabanga as relayed via Madagascar since October 1st for almost an hour at 0430 on 13620, replacing 13600, and at 1530 for almost 2 hours on 11510, replacing 11500. There's a parallel frequency for each. At 4:30, it's 13730 via UAE. And at 15:30, the same 13730, but that one comes from Wertachtel, Germany. In Hardcore DX, Ike Biervert in Germany reports that Sound of Hope from Taiwan was making it into Germany 30 September without communist jammers on 9,000 kHz from about 2140 UT, parallel to 7105, which did have a jammer, parallel to CNR1 on 4800. Also in California, Ron Howard heard from Taiwan, Fuxing Broadcasting, on 9774. It's off frequency until sign-off at 1300 October 2nd. Via Swapan Chakraborty in India, Radio Taiwan International is having some special broadcasts on October 10th, the National Day celebrations there. In Southeast Asia on 15320 live at 02 to 03 UT. And also preempting the English relays via WYFR on 9680 and 5950 during that hour. DX Mix News reports that the clandestine for Uganda, Radio Yabadanga Ababaka in Swahili, has been reduced from a full hour to half an hour, Saturdays only since October 2nd, via France on 15410 at 1700. Well, let's hope it's the half hour with actual programming rather than error message from Live 365. One of the transmitters at the VOA relay in Botswana has broken down. But it's some of the transmissions have been backed up from other sites such as Greenville. The Hausa broadcast, weekdays at 2030 to 2100 on 15185, had been unnoticeable here, but now it's extremely strong, so it's got to be Greenville as of October 5th. Yes, Greenville is still on the air, but will it be a month from now? At WRMI, Jeff White tells us we've redone our website and now there's a direct link to the latest program grid, which I've been updating regularly. Also, World of Radio is back on the air Sunday mornings, but at a slightly different time on 9955, 1530 UT. Since October 3rd, WWCR has expanded its test hours on 3255, according to their website, 01 to 09 UT, from the 2nd to the 8th of October, instead of 3215. This is explained further on Ask WWCR. After the tests, they do not plan to keep using it at that time, but only want to use it in the B10 season between 22 and 01 or 02 UT, when 7465 is currently in use. The test, they say, is to find out if any fixed operations on this utility band will object to WWCR on that frequency. Via John Rieger and Wayne Heinen, a special medium wave DX test has been scheduled for early Saturday, October 16th, midnight to 1 a.m. Central, 05 to 06 UT, from WGBW 1590 in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 5th. A and K indices mostly 5 and 2, but peaking at 8 and 3 on October 21st and 22nd, when the geomagnetic field will become quiet to unsettled. Solar flux rising from 75 October 7th to 83 on the 19th to 21st, back to 75 by the 31st. And that's World of Radio, 1533, Glenn Hauser, beseeching you to hear me again next week.